She's a real woman with a real life. She's someone you can relate to. Dawn Newton.
Welcome to the Dawn Newton Podcast. I am your host, Dawn Newton. You know, country music superstar Martina McBride doesn't take her 30-plus year music career for granted. With 14 studio albums, two greatest hits compilations, and one live album, she's rarely had a time out of the spotlight. Still, she loves highlighting new artists and performers, especially women and those facing career adversities. This makes Martina a perfect judge for Magnolia Network's new competition TV show, Second Chance Stage. The show features performers from singers to stand-up comedians who had to put their dreams on hold. Martina will be joined in judging by actor Taye Diggs and Saturday Night Live cast member Heidi Gardner. Martina joins me to discuss all things Second Chance Stage.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Martina. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's great to talk with you. Having a bit of a fangirl moment here in my head, but we'll keep it on task. So I am. Okay. It's such a pleasure to be speaking with you. I mean, just your music career, which that is a whole biopic on its own. Huge fan. But you are going to be the judge for Magnolia Network new competition TV show, Second Chance Stage, which premieres this week on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Reading about the show, what a great concept and what great inspiration.
It's an amazing show. I'm really, really happy to be part of it. And, you know, just for those that don't know, it is a show that gives a second chance to people who have a talent and who have had a dream that they had to put on hold for whatever reason, you know, raising a family or taking care of a loved one or whatever it might be. And Second Chance Stage gives them an opportunity to have a second chance at their dream.
Where did this idea come from? How was that? And then, of course, your collaboration in it.
Yeah. Well, it's Chip and Joanna Gaines developed the show and are producing the show for Magnolia, also for Max. It streams on Max starting Thanksgiving Day. And we have back-to-back episodes on Thanksgiving, and then we have two episodes a week until December 19th with our grand finale.
Well, and also looking at the performers, it's not just singers. It's everything from singers to stand-up comedians. And as you said, putting their dreams on hold, bringing these individuals back and having them tell their story. I can imagine how that just kind of reinvigorates everybody, you know, that it's never too late.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And my hope is that, you know, it inspires people at home who are watching, who might have a dream or a talent that they have set aside, you know, to go and follow their dreams, because you never know what's around the corner, you know.
Now, as a judge, are you doing any mentoring or coaching with these, or is these just raw performances, and do they kind of propel into the next episode? How is the format?
Yeah, we have, I'm joined by two other judges, Taye Diggs, who is a Broadway star, actor, dancer, and then Heidi Gardner, who is from Saturday Night Live, so she's a comedian and an actress. We see the raw performances, and then we give some advice, if there's any advice to give. And then we choose one winner from each show that goes on to the finale. And then in our finale, we have, I think, six contestants that perform with some of the notes that we've given them along the way. And then we pick a winner from that show, and they win the $100,000 prize.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. And I do like how the second chance piece of it, where these performers came from. Are they all across the United States? How were they selected?
They are from all across the United States. And I wasn't part of that process. So the judges, my other two cohorts and myself saw their performances for the first time. I mean, the first time that we saw them was on stage. I think some of them were nominated by people, and then some were scouted. So I'm not exactly sure what that process was, but we weren't involved in that so that we could have a complete, you know, unbiased opinion and see them for the first time on stage in the theater.
Is there a performance that has stood out to you, something that maybe really surprised you, wowed you, inspired you in these stories? I can't imagine there isn't one that didn't do that.
We were in tears sometimes because the stories were so moving and inspiring and just seeing people on stage really living out their dream. You know, they got to perform in front of a live audience and on television, and in the audience were talent scouts, agents, producers. So we had to keep reminding ourselves that, because, you know, we could only pick one winner per show, and it was a difficult choice in a lot of cases. But, you know, we had to keep reminding ourselves that the exposure that this talent got was kind of a win in and of itself, you know, just to be on stage in front of a live audience. And so many standout performances, I could not name just one.
Well, and that's the thing is, you know, looking that we've got from singers to stand-up comedians, how you judge that. Because they are, in essence, maybe apples and oranges. But how do you judge them the same? Which I think would be difficult.
Yeah, it was difficult. But we judged on creativity and the it factor, you know. And so that's kind of what it came down to sometimes. Was just, you know, you can't really, what is the it factor, right? Well, it's really hard to describe, but you just kind of, you know it when you see it. And also, you know, the fact that Heidi is a comedian, Kay is a dancer, primarily an actor, and I'm primarily a singer, we were able to each bring our own expertise, you know, to the table, and that's why we were able to have such a nice variety of talent.
Did the three of you perform for us? Did we get to hear you sing?
No, actually, not this season.
You know, you talk about second chances. I mean, everything, I mean, just what you've done throughout your career, Martina. And then is there anything, I mean, the obvious question, I guess, is, you know, that you, a second chance you would like to have or something that you haven't done?
You know, I always say that to get to where I am and with a career like mine, I've been given a lot of chances, a lot of second chances, a lot of third chances, some even some fourth and fifth chances, you know. And I feel like looking back, I wouldn't trade anything. I have no regrets. You know, a career like mine is up and down, back and forth. It's not always on top, but those times make you stronger, you know. So I really have been blessed with not only a fantastic career that's lasted longer than I ever dreamed it would, but also I was able to raise a family at the same time. So I really had the best of both worlds, and I'm really, really grateful for that.
And I'm curious too, in the years of your career, I mean, my gosh, we're talking 23 million albums to date and all the singles, the number one hits. I mean, there's just so much. And not only that, but your charitable causes that you work on in country music, when you started to how you see country music today, how has that pendulum swung, or has it, when you look at performers today and how they're performing, being discovered, compared to when you started? Is there a big difference there?
That was a huge difference. Yes, definitely. You know, we didn't have, I mean, with things like TikTok and YouTube and the streaming services, there's just so many more ways to get exposure, and you know, obviously radio as well is critically important, especially for our genre, country music. But so I think we sort of only had that one kind of way to have people find our music. And now, you know, there are just a lot more ways to do that. The business has changed so much. To be honest with you, I am glad that I came up in the time that I came up in, because I see young artists now just, I was really lucky. I had a great label with really experienced executives, and they could really shepherd my career. And that's not always the case now. So it's changed so much. I don't even understand it sometimes anymore, you know?
Oh, no, I totally. Yeah, all the platforms and the streaming, it's, I don't know, I don't have enough energy for that type of stuff anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how to edit it. How do I record it? How do I put this out there? So it's and likes and hearts and all the other things that come with it. It's like, I'm too tired for this.
Exactly.
Well, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you. Congratulations. You know, you're the perfect judge for Magnolia Network's new competition TV show, Second Chance Stage, which premieres this week, Thursday, on Thanksgiving. Can't wait to watch it. Again, appreciate all the time that you've given to us with your gifts, and then also giving back through the show as well.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Happy holidays, Martina. Thank you.
You too.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Dawn Newton Podcast, and a special thank you to my guest, Martina McBride. Second Chance Stage Season 1 will premiere on November 28th exclusively on Magnolia Network, and will also be available for streaming on Max. Be sure and check out my website, dawnnewton.com. The Dawn Newton Podcast is written, produced, and hosted by Dawn Newton.